This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're not enjoying Monday, well, maybe this will help. Right now, if you're calling 97, I know, you know, you have to be calling 97. Otherwise, Monday continues to suck. It's great. One of the greatest days. Tickets to the Hella Mega Tour up for grabs right now. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, Oracle Park in San Francisco, July 21st, 2020. That's next year. It's unbelievable that it's about to be 2020.
I know.
It just seems so silly. Like so future. Tickets go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. And we've got these tickets all week, all day. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Lots of chances to win. Keep it here on Alice all the live long day. Got Anthony answering the phones right now. 800-400-3697. Call number 97 wins. It's going to be amazing. It's a big show.
When I was a kid, because I was born in 1969. Right. And I heard about people, old people at the time that were born in the 18-something.
Right.
And you'd be like, oh, dude, you're so old.
Are there? There must be a few people.
Oh, no, but we're
is anyone left from
no,
the 1800s?
Couldn't be.
Is there a 125-year-old Japanese woman somewhere?
No. But what I'm getting at is we're due for that. As people are getting older now, who were born in the 2000s, they're gonna be hearing about.
You were born in the 1900s.
Oh, they're gonna have the same reaction I did.
Oh,
awful.
I know. Well, you just don't think it's going to happen to you, and then time marches on.
Right, and then it does.
Yeah. And it gets faster and faster, too. Doesn't it feel like the last 10 years are the shortest 10 years of your life?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things
it does, actually.
That keeps happening is people go, oh, kids make time go by even faster. And I'm like, that's just great, because these are the last years of my life.
Yep. Enjoy them while you got them, Ben.
I'd like them to not zip by.
It says here, the oldest known living man is Gustav Gerneth of Germany, 113 years.
So no, he was born in the 1900s. That's unbelievable.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can call that number to win contests. Or you can text it. Just put that number in and then you write words and then we get them.
Yep.
Hey,
how
Sarah,
it works.
You ever watch the restoration show called Good... No, Siri, no. Hey, Sarah, you ever watch the...
Did she just turn on again?
Yeah, hold on.
Sarah doesn't sound anything like Siri. Yeah, turn that off. There we go.
Hey, Sarah, take three.
Okay.
Hey, Sarah, you ever watch the restoration show Good Bones? It's a ginger mom and daughter team that buy the trashiest houses for cheap and totally gut it and put it back together with their own ideas. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't watch any of those shows, really. I just don't have a lot of time for TV, frankly. But if I am going to sit on my ass during the day, that is what's going to be on.
You know, that's the new sewing habit has taken away your midday TV time.
I know it has. And it's funny, too, because I watch a whole lot less of the late night shows, too. I used to watch all the late night shows every day. And it was tedious. You know, I just watch like at least the monologues and stuff or whatever guests. And now I'm just like, I don't have time for that. These purses are not going to make themselves.
Right.
I love it. Love making purses.
Watching, listening to you all the way in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, hello.
Miss the Bay Boise? And you all so much, but love the cost of living here.
I'll bet.
About to buy my first home. Never would have been able to do that if I stayed in the Bay.
Oh, how much are you going to pay for it? You got to text us that.
Say that part.
Text us back.
All right.
Boise. Want to know what you're going to pay?
And I want to know what they do for work.
And I want to know how big it is and how many acres it's on.
Okay.
And what do they do for work and how
you
much
got homework,
paying.
Boise.
I almost moved to Boise.
You did?
Oh, yeah, how come?
A show?
It was between Eugene and Boise.
Oh, wow.
Boise actually gets snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you
it's
know,
full on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's full winter.
Yeah. I have I don't know how close Viola is to. Or Putnam, maybe? I don't know. It's right out
in
like
Idaho?
Really far western Oregon or Washington.
Oh.
Oh, Pullman.
Pullman.
You're talking about where the Washington State
yes.
College is.
Because my cousin lived there for a while, and John's cousin lived on the Idaho side. They lived really close to each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
They
but
hang
is
out?
That anywhere? No, they didn't. But it was weird because we realized they lived like within 2 miles of each other.
Oh.
Right across the border. Where's Boise compared to that?
Up
in the stick?
I can't. No. I can't say, though. Mm. No, I'm trying to see it in a map, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I would have at the time, though, because I was checking all the stuff before I made that decision.
But yeah, they have no joke winters.
Hey, Vinny, I work in Burlingame. Great city. Because of the changes in the law, I bet that property you considered buying was able to legalize their unit no problem. Probably, but I had a conflict of
conscience,
morals, or values. I just didn't want to burn them.
And you didn't want to get into it yourself. The part of the reason you liked the house so much was that little unit.
Right. Well, if they'd have said you can have the keep the unit, great. If they'd have said you can't, then I'd have said I'm not buying it. And then the city might have turned at them and gone, tear it down before you even get to sell. I didn't want to be involved. I know someone who had to close a small business in San Francisco that's near 7th and Market. The city basically refused to do anything to deal with the homeless people and the illegal immigrants dealing heroin in the neighborhood.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's rough. I saw a story in one of the paper's websites. I get the Merc in this. It might have been in the Chronicle. But it was about a guy who has a business downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem happening out in front of his store all day, every day, is so bad that he can't ever turn his back. And he can't let anyone in his bathroom because when he does, they just take up residence in there until he can get the police out to remove them because he's saying they're doing drugs in there.
Right.
And most recently, he got bit by a guy.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
And a human bite is bound to get an infection.
And there was even a picture of the bite.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, this guy's...
Person's an animal.
Well...
What was it, Chris Brown?
That's this guy's work life. His
horrible.
Business, his personal business has just become...
A nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
You put all your dreams and hopes into a business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that.
Probably been there for years, too.
Dirty butts and suicide. OMG, Vinny, I love you. I'm not the one. That was Sarah. With her dirty butts and her suicide.
Yeah, I just, you know, I know when it's time.
Someone says, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, someone says, listening from Pullman right now.
Oh, hey, Pullman.
Sarah, Boston checking in.
Hey.
I do not want to hear you whining about winter in California.
It's the depressingness of it. At least the winter in New England, it's like, you know, it just snows and it's cold and you're sort of dealing with that. Here it's just like, but you have sunny days. Here it's just, it gets me down. I get really blue in the winter sometimes. Just like, And then, you know how we always get that week in February where the sky's clear and the sun comes out and you feel like, okay, I can make it. I can do this. What?
None of what you said makes any sense. So you get snow and Boston is terrible. And yet in California,
in the winter in New England, you have a snowy day.
Right.
It's snowing, whatever. The next day, it's sunny and everything's like fresh and new. Like, look at all the snow. It's everything like diamonds glinting. You'll have like a few really nice days and then you might get some more snow. But here it's just like everything's soggy. And just, the sky's always steel gray.
You're crazy. We have so many sunny days in the winter here. Mm-hmm.
We could use a few more. Put in for that.
What?
We have that 1 week in February that makes you feel like, okay, I can make it.
You're talking about the story I told about Eugene.
No, dude, that I experienced that week too. That happens here in February. In fact, when we moved here, Vinny, in like February of 97, I think we're in the middle of that week because I was like, oh, it's so nice here. And it started raining.
O'Brien is the other wicked servant.
O'Brien.
Wickedly delicious.
Yes.
Keep watching, Vinny. I deleted Facebook during the last presidential election. Best decision ever.
I didn't delete it.
I
just don't go to it.
A huge weight was lifted off my chest.
Yeah. It is nice to not use Facebook anymore. You don't really use it either, do you?
I do. I mean, I don't post to it as much. Actually, I was mostly using it for our radio show. Mm. I've since stopped using it for that, and now it sort of posts like the family stuff to the kids that I went to school with.
Oh, so is it like a private one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But I don't really, I'm not that interested in it at all. Mm. Or even Instagram, for that matter. I even moved Instagram. One of the ways I got off from checking it all the time was I moved it in my phone to a big pile of apps in one thing.
Right, in one little thing that you'll never go to.
So
I love that.
I don't knee-jerk or thumb-jerk to it. Like, oh, I better check that just because my phone's on.
I stopped using it on my phone when it started making me have to get a messenger or something.
Oh,
I was
Facebook
like,
you're talking
yes,
about
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, they've...
I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Right. No, I'm talking about Instagram. I moved
it. Oh, Instagram. Oh, Instagram's even in a big pile?
It's in a big pile.
Oh, God,
so
I use Instagram all the time. That's so funny.
I just...
No, it's good. It's probably for the best. I mean, I probably shouldn't look at it either. I'm constantly looking at Instagram. Oh, I look at it all the time, Denny. Yeah. Someone was telling me that people who you don't follow can message you and you won't even know that you get a message. Like, there's a place where there's all kinds of messages that you've gotten that you don't even... I mean, I guess you have to look for it. You have to go look for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Because I get lots of messages on there. But
have you, like, allowed... I don't know.
No, I don't think
where,
so.
Hold on. There was, like, a thing where if you... I can't remember what you have to push. Oh, yeah. Oh, see, there's, like, 20... It says requests at the top. And then you look. Requests aren't marked as soon as you... Yeah, there's, like, a zillion... There's a zillion messages from people that I don't know, but I don't remember.
Maybe we're getting hit on by somebody good. Let's check them out. What do you got?
You know, I don't want to do that.
Oh.
I don't even want to...
All right.
You know, I got enough messages. I don't need any more messages.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to go through it for me, you can.
Another... Oh, I'll write some things to
people. No, you know what? Never mind. I rescind that offer.
I got that.
I'm not
I got
that.
You.
No, but do you?
Another thing about asking your kids about their day, just wait a little bit after you pick them up, half an hour or so. It was explained to me like this. Would you like to get grilled about your work day the second you walked out of the building? Hell no. Give them a bit of time to decompress, and then they'll be more happy to tell you all about it.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, like you wait till dinner, and then everyone catches up on everyone's day. Hopefully they've been out of school for a while. At my house, if we were eating at 3:30, like we are now, it would have been right after school. It would have been enough time. These days, everything works out. Oh, I love eating early. It's so great.
Oh, my God. Isla's adorable. Good for her. Yeah, until she realizes that piano doesn't play itself at her first lesson today.
I can't wait to hear how it goes. Are you going to go with her?
Well, I'm going to go.
Watch?
No, I'm not going to stay.
Oh.
I'll go with her. We'll set her up with the teacher, meet the teacher, and then we'll say she's all yours for the 30 minutes, and we'll be back. Because I don't want her looking over. Hey, look at me.
Hey, Dad.
Look at me. I found middle C, Dad.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Nope. I'm going to try and create a situation where the teacher's in charge.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's good. You probably, I bet a lot of parents are like, oh, no, I'll sit here in the room.
Yeah,
with
I don't
you.
Want that.
I was like, I signed you up, so I got to have a half an hour to myself. Get in there.
Well, I signed her up so that when she's at home. When she's at home and there's nothing to do,
practice the piano.
Go practice your piano, kid.
Yeah. Half an
oh,
hour
really?
A day.
You got nothing to do? I know what you can do.
I'm paying for lessons. Get up there and practice.
Mm-hmm.
Do your homework.
It's so much less obnoxious than horn instruments, though.
You know what, though?
So,
the other
and
thing
drums.
Is,
drums are the worst.
If you just get a keyboard, she'll plug in headphones. It'll be silent. She can crank it as loud as she wants.
Well, that'll happen if she's into it.
Yep.
Has Yuzette talked about her trip to the Oakland Zoo yet?
Oh, Yuzi, how was it?
Mm, it was amazing. So beautiful. Well, let's see.
I love the Oakland Zoo.
We got to,
it's a great
I
zoo.
Had never been there before. Have you been on the gondola?
No.
The gondola is so fun. You go up to the California Trail where you see... I don't know.
I don't even remember there being a gondola.
Indigenous animals to California.
Uh-huh.
Grizzly bears, bald eagle.
Oh, boy.
Like all this fun stuff. But anyway, we got to feed an elephant.
I saw that on your Instagram.
So fun. Giraffes.
Oh.
Spider monkey. Oh, no, squirrel monkeys.
Oh,
they're so cute.
Monkeys are so cute.
And they're not like the mean ones. The other ones are, the other little monkeys are mean. But anyway, thank you to the Oakland Zoo staff. They were so wonderful. Stacy hooked me up. And all the trainers there love Sarah and Vinny. They couldn't stop talking about you guys. It was
they have a beautiful facility there.
Yeah.
I haven't been in years. We used to go with my kids when my kids were little all the time.
So wonderful. I just loved it so much. We brought the grandkids, and it was great. So I was like, you know what? You guys invited me to your work. Let me invite you to mine.
Oh, are they coming in?
Yeah, we'll see. Right. Whenever they can get the day off. I think most of them work like 6 days a week.
taking care of
the animals need to eat and be maintained and all the stuff every single day, all day.
And even on Christmas, they want their food.
That's right.
Yeah, they don't know about our holidays.
Mm. Here's an email.
We'll close
with this. Hi, Radio Fam. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I've been a loyal listener for years because of a short commute. I'm 90% podcast listener and a week behind. I went to Cake and Ben Folds concert with my family on Friday. And as I was walking back to my seat, I see John. And I flip out and try to explain to my parents how exciting this is. Then, as my dad and I are going to get ice cream, I run into Sarah. I flipped. Sarah, you were so cool and humble and foxy. I was the opposite.
Foxy.
After years of hearing on-air stories you share of fans meeting you, I thought I would have a better grip, but lost all sense of functioning human.
Oh.
You guys
peed themselves.
Are the backdrop to work, runs, road trips, cooking, laundrying, and it truly feels like I'm hanging with friends. Thanks for all you do.
That's such a nice note.
Cheers to a great week. Emily.
Do you remember her?
I'm not sure. I've met a ton of people there.
That's so nice.
But everyone is so nice. And it's just, I always appreciate when people come and say hi.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Especially like we're all Cake fans or we're all Ben Folds fans. Nice.
All there for the same reason.
Because we love these bands. Well, because you wanted to hear what he had to say on politics.
That's not why. That is not what I wanted to hear from that show. Good show, though. They did sound good when they were playing songs.
In between raps on politics.
Yeah, and giving intrigue giveaways.
Who does he like to, who does he want this upcoming?
Do you know who we're supposed to vote for? I really don't know. Oh, he just ran
about job
the current,
on you.
It was more about the current state of things. And then when he was giving away the tree, he was actually yelling at the audience like if you want this tree, raise your hand. But if you make any noise, I'm just going to discount you. Forget it. I'm moving on to someone else. I was like, okay, angry teacher. Angry. Just, it was all pretty angry. I thought,
what's going on with that guy?
I don't know.
All right.
Sounded great, though, you know, when he was singing.
But he didn't do your favorite songs.
No, he didn't. I mean, my favorite song is Guitar. I don't know if it would be, I don't even know if it was a hit, to tell you the truth.
Well, clearly it wasn't.
That's number one. Then Shadow Stabbing is my number two.
And he didn't play that either?
He didn't play
that. My God.
What did he play, Chief?
Well, he played Go in the Distance. They did play I Need Your Arms Around Me. I Need to Feel Your Touch.
And a long jacket.
They played that. That was an encore piece.
Which one's that?
That's a short skirt and a long jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played that one. And then they played one song, only one song that I didn't know at all, but there were a few on there that I would have said Home Device Skip.
Yeah.
Because they have some like country sounding ones that I'm not
into. Oh, I like country.
I want to get to one of the ones I like.
All right.
My friend says, I totally fangirled Sarah in the T-shirt line, too.
Oh, no, I remember that girl.
She was sweet and gave me a hug, too.
Yeah, she was. Everyone was so nice.
Farina. She usually comes to our events. Oh,
we have the best listeners.
Yeah, you know Farina. Yeah. Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, I do.
We got to go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Right back.
Alice at 97.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Happy Monday.
Oh.
I can't wait for the Jane show.
Oh, I know. The Jane show is it's like the cherry on the...
Hold on, is she here yet?
I don't know.
She'll be here like at 10:30.
Okay. Usually she comes in and then we get a post to the Instagram of some kind, mm-hmm. today's outfit.
Right. The boots.
Or a lipstick kiss sure. on some napkin.
Or the beautiful blue eyes.
Thing. Yeah. I know. She's great at the photography stuff.
Right.
Jane Picks, J-A-Y-N Picks on Instagram.
And then I imagine she starts prepping for her afternoon show.
Oh, that must
I don't
be.
Know. Yeah.
Trolling the internet.
But yeah, she checks things out.
Finding all the most important information.
Gets on the phone. Oh, John Mayer, hi, I'm about to go do my show, but let's chat for a second.
Yeah, got any tidbits for me?
What are you wearing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. I'm wearing the same grubby sweatpants I've had on for the last 4 days. I've got a dirty head kerchief on.
So. He really does. Dress it down, doesn't he?
He does. He really does. And it doesn't matter because you're like, wow, that guy's wearing his pajamas. And he gets on stage, you're like, holy crap, he's amazing.
He can play.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bother to get dressed either if I was that talented.
Doesn't appear to even be trying.
No, until he's actually killing you with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, look, you guys, it's Monday.
It's sunny.
It is actually sunny outside. That is great news. All week long here on the Alice, we have hella mega tour tickets. It's huge. If you want to see Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer at Oracle in 2020, mm-hmm. we've got your chance. So keep it here all day, and we'll catch you back here on Get It on Tuesday. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Sarah. And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.